الله تبارك على القرآن الكريم has explained to man the past has been mentioned for which man takes lessons for the present the future has been mentioned for man for which man becomes alert and he takes precautions the Quran is a living miracle in the lives of every individual it answers the questions of every person in this few minutes that we will discuss after the Fajr Salah daily A few of these lessons will be taken. However, when a person recites Quran, he must himself make the intention that he is looking for guidance. And then the Quran, according to his intention, will do for him what he is looking for. The beginning surah of this, which we read every time when we start the salah, and you perhaps might wonder that why is the surah repeated so much? Surah Al-Fatiha is called Fatiha because it opens. Now what does it open? Normally in English it will be written the opening chapter. In books you will call it like an introduction. Quran doesn't need an introduction. This is called the opening of what? That whatever you need Quran for, it's going to open it. This is Al-Fatiha. That's why in Al-Fatiha, in the introduction, you don't get a dua. In a book, when someone's introducing the book, that's not where he's making dua. In Surah Al-Fatiha, another name is Al-Dua. The greatest dua. The greatest dua is this, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. That Allah, will you open up for me the path? The reason is, when Surah Al-Baqarah starts, which now is like the beginning of this Quran, Allah Ta'ala says, Dhalika al-Kitab, that what you have in front of you is such a book in which there's no doubt. No doubt in its meanings, no doubt in its words, no doubt in its spiritual power, no doubt in its ability to take whoever it wants to take into paradise. The problem is it doesn't take everyone. There are those who will find doubt in it, because their path hasn't yet been opened. There are those who will use Quran for wrong purposes, their path hasn't been opened. There are those whose Quran will remain in their cupboard, it will never come in their heart. There are those which the hadith mentioned, the Quran will be stuck in their throats. It will not go any further. It will not hit the heart, it will not go to the heavens. Whoever reads Quran, when he reads it, he has to read it with this, that my heart must open with this Quran. That is why the dua was, Ihdina as-sirat al-mustaqim. That, O Allah, open up my road. A road on which those people walked already, on who you had shown so much of favor. We read it every day, but think of this meaning. Sirata al-ladina an'amta alayhim. In'am means a gift. When someone gives you a gift, you get thrilled. I was not deserving of it. Perhaps me and you think that to be guided is a right, or it is obvious. Finding Islam is obvious. Knowing the truth is obvious. Knowing what is right and wrong is obvious. We are living in a time now, and it's going to go even worse. The hadith mentioned a time when the liar will be regarded as the most truthful. And the most truthful will be seen as the biggest liar. In that time, it is very few whose path will open. It's a gift. So he said, O Allah, the road on which those people walked, not people who are intelligent, not people who are great scholars, not people who are extremely pious so they knew what to do, those people who you have given a gift. It is this gift we all looking for. And immediately it was said, otherwise there were those غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. The translation of this verse, many of us know it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned an example. Some people think this is the translation, it's an example. He gave an example of when they asked, what is الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ? People who, upon whom Allah is so angry. He gave an example, he said, like the Jews. But what was meant by the example? The example meant those people who know the truth. Those people who knowledge came to them already. When we hear the Jews, we immediately think, not us. Quran did not mention the Jews. It was mentioned as an example. People who know the truth, me and you know the truth. But then certain things happen in life which prevent us from accepting the demands of the truth. Either anger, jealousy, pride. I am bigger. I'm not going to admit my mistake. I'll never admit my mistake. Allah Ta'ala called it in that first surah, which we're going to read every day when the Imam reads the surah Fatiha, that I don't want to be that group who you became angry with, that after you gave me knowledge, then something prevented me practicing on the demand of the knowledge. وَلَضَّالِّينَ And there was another group that the knowledge must have. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also gave an example. He said, like the Christians, in love where they went, looking for the truth, but how far away they went from the truth. It is not everyone that guidance comes to. Now the surah starts, لَا رَيْبَ فِي In this book there's no doubt at all. And it is not everyone that will find guidance through this book. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ This book will be guidance for those people who fear. This muttaqeen means when we speak about taqwa, a person who always lives with fear. In this path towards Almighty Allah, there is no pride. In this path, there is no I am deserving. In this path, there is fear at the beginning and there is fear at the ending. And there is fear in between. I have fear of the past. What if my past catches up with me? What if something I had done in the past which I don't even think about? So I always love with istighfar. This is taqwa, fearing standing in front of Allah. In my present, there's fear on my every step. I don't walk a bold walk. And I am fearful of the future also. I don't have this thing that I am okay, I'll read my kalima before I pass away. I'll go in the grave, I'll give the answers, I'll stand under the arsh of Allah. There's a lot of fear. This book will be guidance for the people who live with this fear. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ In the surah Allah Ta'ala then explains, it describes people who guidance had come to them, but certain reasons prevented them. We will normally focus on what is known as the names of the surah. The surah name is Surah Al-Baqarah. In the surah, one incident is mentioned of a cow. Many of us have heard it. This had to do with what happens when pride grabs you. When arrogance grabs a person, you will always think you one above. But by Almighty Allah, on every step of arrogance, you go one down. And you go so close or you fall completely into destruction. Allah Ta'ala mentions the incident. A certain person was found dead. The Jews of the area wanted to know who killed him. There was nothing wrong with that. Nabi Musa a.s. was given instruction to say to the people that they must slaughter a cow. وَإِذْ قَتَلْتُمْ نَفْسًا فَادَّارَأْتُمْ فِيهَا وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ Remember the time when you had killed a person, meaning someone amongst you were killed. And now the argument started and everyone wanted to show, I want to know who the killer is. And each one made a show that he is sincere in this. Allah Ta'ala said, Allah was going to take out what you are eating. وَاللَّهُ مُخْرِجٌ مَا كُنْتُمْ تَكْتُمُونَ This verse is a very scary verse. That Allah will take out what you are hiding. Quran was meant for me and you. It's speaking to me and you. That certain exams will come in life. As we go closer to our death or we go into the future. We call it fitan. Hardest is known as being fitan in the jar. The fitan of the jar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Oh Allah, I seek your protection from trials. Min fitnatil mahya wal mamat. The trials of life, the trials of death. What does a trial do? A trial takes out what we are hiding. Wallahu mukhrijum ma kuntum tahtumun. When the trial comes, some people's tongues show it. You get shocked at what words you hear. You get shocked at the tone that you heard. That was something that was in. Wallahu mukhrijum ma kuntum tahtumun. And Allah is going to take out whatever you have been hiding. It was said to them, فَقُلْ لَضْرِبُوهُ بِبَعْضِهَا كَذَٰلِكَ يُحْيِي اللَّهُ الْمَوْتَى So what had happened was that the animal was killed, was told, they were told to cut the animal. For them it was like, we want to know who killed the person. And you are telling us to slaughter a cow. But what a simple thing it was. It was no major milestone, it was not climbing a mountain. Sometimes in life when you have a major problem and then you are told, give some sadaqah. Look at the relationship that you will say, what does sadaqah have to do with my issue? These people had the same thing. We want to know the killer, what does a dead cow have to do with the killer? The laws of Islam got a very great connection with our life. The only thing is me and you can't see the connection. Just because we can't see it does not mean it does not exist. The one who knows is Allah. When problem comes, we were told, come to the masjid. The man said, but my problem is in the business. What does the masjid have to do with the business? When a problem came, the man was having problems in his wealth. He was told, take out sadaqah. He said, I got less wealth, you want me to give even more? When man wanted to build his money, Allah's Nabi said, inna riba. Remember, interest, even if you see it growing, 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 in reality it's getting less, less, less. The surah Al-Baqarah, this word, the cow, was to give this lesson. You will not always see the connection between what you want and the command of Allah. Just because you can't see it, don't mock it. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, slaughter the cow. And then the mockery started. First they said, are you joking with us? That was coming out. What's inside you? Are you joking? And Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, I seek Allah's protection that I will joke in this. Meaning deen is no joke. And every sentence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam is no joke. But sometimes who would have said this? Are you joking? And this is that message of the present time. Who would have said it? Would it have been the simple man who is regarded by everyone as not intelligent? Would it have been the man who the people say, you just keep quiet, you know nothing? It would have been the Mr. Intelligent. It would have been the professor. It would have been, I know it all. That was the man who would say to Musa alayhi salam, are you joking with us? This Al-Baqarah where Allah Tabarakala spoke about those upon who your anger came meant people who got too much of knowledge. And their knowledge makes them think that we know even more than what is called divine. They say certain things, they mock certain people. They said, are you joking with us? That sentence will be repeated throughout history. In the future, many people will say, do you know what you're talking? This has got nothing to do with what you know. This has got to do with us. He said, are you joking? Musa alayhi salam said, I seek Allah's protection. We do not make jokes. And then they started mocking it further and they said, what color cow? And Allah Tabarakallah said, you want a color, I'll give you a color. Then they said, what type of cow? Allah Tabarakallah said, you want the type, I'll tell you, it mustn't be this age, it mustn't be this age. The more they showed pride in front of Allah, the more Allah pulled them into difficulty. Finally, the time came when Allah Tabarakallah said, it just was most likely the barakah of the companionship of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when he finally showed them, you're going to carry on divine punishment is not allowed. Finally, he said, let's just do it. They had asked so many questions already that now when they went in search of that cow, first it was any cow. Now when they went in search of that cow, they could only find one cow. And they had to pay a very huge price for that cow. فَذَبَحُوهَا Finally they slaughtered it. وَمَا كَادُوا يَفْعَلُونَ It was so close they would not have done it. This is Al-Baqarah. Al-Baqarah's lesson to me and you is, let pride not make you that after knowledge coming to you, the anger of Allah also falls upon you. Allah Ta'ala save us from the evil.